This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's a presentation of Garrison Building Supply. Let's get an update on the fire situation. Kyle Reed from the Douglas Forest Protective Association. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So we look outside today. It's a gray, cloudy day. It is going to get warmer later, but people are probably thinking less about fires. You hear about the ones up the North Umpqua and out to the east, but it kind of seems a bit far off right now.
Yeah, you know, that's the trouble this time of year is it can be very deceiving. We get these marine pushes. We get the clouds that come in overnight and in through the mornings, cooler temperatures, and it looks relatively safe. But what happens as the day goes on, those clouds burn off and it warms up, the wind picks up, and then we have problems. And, you know, all it takes is, that one spark, despite all that rain we had last week. The moisture from that and the dead dry grass is gone, so that fuel is ready to burn again. So again, all it takes is that one spark to start that next fire.
Now, that rain that did come in on Saturday was a record for the date. That was a significant amount of rain, though.
It was, yeah. And don't get me wrong, it made a huge difference on our conditions from where we were. We were able to drop the fire danger down to low temporarily. It's hard to justify sending people out to enforce fire restrictions when it's raining and there's mud puddles in the road and everything else. And that was the right thing to do. But then by, Tuesday this week, we saw things warming back up, drying back out, no more precipitation in the forecast for this week. So we were able to increase the fire danger back up to moderate. So again, make sure you're checking the fire restrictions as they change this time of year with moderate activities such as mowing dry grass, chainsaw use, stuff like that is allowed up until 1 o'clock in the afternoon or after 8 o'clock at night.
Now we were up to about 90 the other day, mid 80s, low 80s most of this week, including today, but tomorrow back up above 90.
Yeah, we're going to see a couple more warm days. Looking out a little bit farther, it looks like there may be some precipitation in the forecast early next week. So, we're very hopeful for that to come. We still have to wait and see, if that develops and how much. A small shot of rain may not get us out of fire season, but it will definitely help us head in that direction.
Now, I see by Tuesday and Monday night and Tuesday, actually Monday as well, they're talking about rain being likely. But again, no amounts at this point, but a high of only 65.
Yeah, and that's pretty common for this time of year. Once we get into the fall months, we see those cooler days. Typically the relative humidity starts coming up a little bit. But again, that doesn't mean that we're out of the woods yet. We have to get some very substantial rains in order to get out of fire season. And as you've noticed over the last couple of years, we've had fires all throughout the year. So even though we're out of fire season later on in the fall, doesn't mean the fires will stop. So again, please stay current with the fire restrictions and the weather forecasts.
And as I recall, we can get into, well into October and have some very warm days come back.
Yeah, exactly. For us, historically, the end of fire season is about October 12th, 13th, somewhere in there. And that's exactly for that reason is, we can still have those hot days. We typically see our east wind events this time of year once we get into late September, early October. So that's another big thing that we watch out for. So again, we're not out of the woods yet. We're heading in the right direction. Every drop of precipitation we get is going to help, but we are going to need some more significant rainfall before we get there.
Obviously this year, though, much better than what we dealt with this time last year.
Yeah, different situation. When we look back at last year, the big headline obviously was Archie Creek, but we didn't have, nearly as many fires, a total number of fires last year as what we've had this year. This year, we're up to about 145, 150 fires somewhere in there, where we typically average about 98. So we've seen a huge increase in the total number of fires. Luckily, between efforts from our staff and our partners at the fire departments and timber industry and loggers and our federal partners, we've done a great job jumping on these fires early when they're small, like we want to do, and make sure they don't become these large fires.
And speaking of large fires, California certainly has dealt with that. What about other parts of Oregon?
We've seen large fires all throughout the state. You look down, you go back a couple months to the Bootleg Fire. Klamath County has just been hit extremely hard this year, Klamath and Lake County both, with with fire. That's kind of been the hot zone for wildfire this summer. And it seems like about the time they get around one large fire, another one takes off down there. And they've had everything from lightning fires to some suspected arson fires. So that's a big deal down in that Klamath Lake County area.
So what's your staffing like by the time we're now officially into fall?
Well, this becomes a difficult time for us, especially right about this week. We start losing a lot of kids back to college. A lot of our staff is seasonal throughout the year. So we pick up a number of college kids who are, works great for their schedule. Unfortunately, on the tail end of our fire season, they've got to go back and get back to campus. So we start losing some people. We still have adequate staff for the fire danger and what we have forecasted going forward. We are very blessed here with the response we get from the rural fire departments and our industrial landowners and the loggers and all the different agencies that come and help us out. This really is a complete and coordinated system we have here throughout Oregon, but especially here in Douglas County.
As you look ahead on the long-range weather data, what's being shown right now?
Well, looking out that kind of two-week period, they're looking for kind of a change to some cooler, more wet weather. Again, this time of year, we don't see a lot of precipitation typically, so it doesn't take a lot of moisture coming in to put us in the above normal category. So again, we're kind of waiting to see where that all develops. But it is encouraging to see kind of that shift now that we're in fall to a change in the weather.
So heading towards the weekend, not far off, what do people need to remember right now?
The big thing really continues to be our issues with backyard debris burning. We're still running on a lot of those. All backyard debris burning remains prohibited. All the other fire restrictions from mowing and chainsaw use are still there. So if you have any questions, visit our website or give our office a call, 672-6507.
Kyle Reed of the Douglas Forest Protective Association, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.